But here in Arizona, we just had a case that is still mystifying people. The Arizona legislature passed, and I forget the name of the bill, it's HB 20 something, that requires proof of citizenship to register to vote. Simple enough thing. I mean, it's federal law that a non-citizen can't vote. So how do you implement that? Well, you require that you have proof of citizenship to register to vote. Well, La Familia Vota and some of the extreme leftist organizations that want open borders sued the Arizona legislature. We went in front of the U.S. District Court. U.S. District Court said, no, we agree. We're going to put a stay on the Arizona law. We go to the appeals court. The appellate court said, well, we disagree with the lower court. We're only going to let part of the stay stand. But as for requiring proof of citizenship to vote, we're going to agree with the Arizona legislature that that is permissible and that your statute is not unconstitutional. 3-0. Then they get an emergency request for review by yet another Ninth Circuit panel. Votes 2-1 to eliminate the stay, thus blocking the application of the Arizona law. So let me get this straight. You have six judges, two of them voted against the state of Arizona, four of them voted with the state of Arizona, but they're able to block Arizona's application of the law. In his dissent, the one judge in the second panel said that this is so irregular that I can't recall if it's ever been done before, where tyranny of the minority has blocked the application of the legislature. This is a usurpation of legislative authority to set the time, place, and manner of elections. This is the judiciary interfering with the legislature's authority. So we are now with a writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court emergency leave because we have an election coming on. We know that the Sinaloa cartel lawyer, who is now the Secretary of State in Arizona, Adrian Fontes, he has permitted a huge number of illegal aliens, people that are non-citizens. He has permitted their voter registration to pass through the system. By the way, any state that has motor voter, you need to reject that. Stop taking federal money. Get off of the federal dollar and do not participate in this.
Hey man, we've said that all along.
It is polluting our voter rolls. Now, you know, there's a point that was made on a call here a little while ago with Steve Stern that, you know, the voter rolls are so polluted and illegals are going to come to the polls and vote. Actually, probably not. What they need to have, and this is how the scam works, they just need to have the name and the person registering to vote. Once they're in the system, they really don't want them to show up at the polls because they can use that electronic voter registration, manipulating it. For example, with the software in Maricopa County, you pull one data file out, put another data file in the back end with this altered software, and nobody's the wiser. That's why we have to have side by side paper ballot reconciliation with machine tabulation if they're going to use machines.